We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Southern Miss Sports Network.
Southern Mississippi has done what people said they couldn't do.
On the Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield, live from walk-ons, welcome to Golden Eagle Hotline. Golden Eagle Hotline is brought to you by Walk-On Sports Bistro. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Now, here's the voice of the Golden Eagles, John Cox.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome in to another edition of the Golden Eagle Hotline here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg, our favorite spot to be on a Thursday night, particularly when we got a Golden Eagle football game coming up in just a couple of days. The Golden Eagles back home at the Rock on Saturday night. They'll take on the Troy Trojans in the 11th meeting in history between these two ball clubs. It's a series that goes all the way back to 1935, but just the fourth time these two teams have played since they met in 1977. If you remember the game a couple of years ago, 2019, the Golden Eagles traveled over to Troy, Alabama, and won a 47-42 shootout. So a wild one a couple of years ago, but Troy comes to Hattiesburg this weekend. 6 o'clock start on a Saturday, and we need another big crowd. Had a great crowd last weekend when the Golden Eagles hosted Grambling at the Rock. Need more people there, and so it's going to be a great weekend. Great to have you here with us at Walk-Ons tonight, and looking forward to having with you at the Rock on Saturday. Love to have you join our conversation. A lot of different ways to do that, including here in the restaurant. If you're here in the restaurant with us, Bo is walking around. He's got some. That's Bo right there. Stand up, Bo. Oh, he's already standing up. All right. That's Bo. Bo has some of our question cards, and he'll let you write a question down if you'd like to ask one of Coach. But before we get to the questions, Will, great weekend all the way around. Had a great crowd. Had some new things happening on campus. Had the Friday night cheer practice where you were there to help kind of lead the students. Had a great turnout of students there. A lot of new things happening in the tailgate area. And top it off with a Golden Eagle victory. So good weekend. And don't forget, too, the Bauer Academic Center was officially opened over the Cook Library. A lot of former players came back. So great weekend last weekend for Southern Miss and Southern Miss Athletics.
Yeah, it really was. You know, it was a whole lot of fun. It was an awesome experience, like you said, starting on Friday night with our students being in the stadium and teaching them our chants and cheers. I think we had over 2,000 students show up on Friday night, and then way more than that Saturday in the Rock. I think we're calling the student section the no-fly zone now, which is a cool deal for them to have. And, man, the Eagle Walk was electric. Like I said, man, I've been around the South at some really good group of five places that have been winning here recently, and none of them can compete with that atmosphere we had on Saturday. From the Eagle Walk to the tailgating to in the Rock in and of itself, our fans really came out and made it happen, and we need them again this week. You know, this is a big game. It's a big game for our program. Like I said, from the moment I got here, year one is the jumping-off point for building this program back. And this is a big game. It's a big game for where we're at right now to see how far away we are in building this program back. And we need the Rock back rocking big time. And I'm hoping our fans will come out again and support again this weekend.
I know they will. Before we get to the game, I want to mention, you know, when you're talking about Brandon Lacey, who's your defensive line coach. He and I were talking the other day, and he's been around a lot of places in his coaching career. He said, I've never seen anything like the Eagle Walk. That he said that was the most amazing thing. So it's funny how some of those things maybe we take for granted, but people who are seeing it for the first time are amazed at some of the things that go on.
Yeah, it really is. You know, the Eagle Walk, like I said, was electric. I mean, there were fans all the way around the stadium going nuts. You could tell they were in it. You can tell they're fired up about the direction we're headed in. We're building this program back day by day. We're better today than we were a week ago when I got here sitting with you, John, and we're recruiting like madmen. We've had a great week of practice, and hopefully the Eagle Walk is rocking again. We've got another great group of recruits that are going to be here this weekend to see it. We had a great group last week, and that's a huge sell to them.
All right, here's a question. This is from Dennis. Dennis, you get to be the first question today. Dennis is right there chomping on something there, right, enjoying a great meal here. Yeah, it's one of those sliders here at Walk-On. Dennis wants to know, do you script the first 8 to 12 plays on offense, and would – that help a young quarterback with early confidence?
Yeah, we do, Dennis. We actually get it done on Wednesday night. We practice it on Thursday and Friday. Then we walk through it again on Saturday. And then we hopefully play well with it on Saturday night at the game. So we go through it. We hit it for the first time today. And, you know, it's based off situations. It's not just 8 plays in a row, but it's 8 first and second down calls. And then if we get into a third down or a red zone situation, we'll come off the script. We've done that for some time. We pride ourselves on our openers. You know, traditionally our teams have been really good on the opening drive. We've not been good this year, obviously. We've not executed as well as we would like. But hopefully that changes this week.
All right, good question there, Dennis. Here's one from Chuck Roast here. Chuck Roast, that sounds
yep.
Not sure that's a real name there, but everybody's got to have a little something with their name. He wants to know, good question, though, please talk about the development of the offensive line blocking technique, and does it vary by defensive set? And, again, another part, are we seeing improvement there?
Yeah, you know, we've got 4 O linemen that are playing at a really high level right now. We've got one spot that we're not playing quite as good. We're going to make some changes there this week. But Khalik Washington at right tackle is playing at an elite level. Arvin Fletcher at center is playing at a really high level. They're graded out really high for 2 games. And then at left guard, Jerquan Scott is also playing at a really high level. We're getting some good minutes out of Tykeem Dawson and Bryson Mays at left tackle. So our O-line is doing really good right now. Like I said, we rushed for 290 yards last week on a defense that has not given up that in a long, long time, that prides themselves on defending the run. We do change from week to week schematically. You saw us pulling the guard and tackle and running a little more what you would call counter tray this past week because they were a defense that liked to shoot gaps. We relied on our gap schemes a little more. Some weeks we rely a little more on zone schemes. But we're excited about our O-line. Coker Wright's coming on. And we got some young guys that are developing right there as well, too. We've given up a few sacks this year. Most of those are not offensive line issues, though. Most of those have been quarterback and running back issues. Our offensive line is playing well.
And congratulations. You mentioned Arvin Fletcher. He'll make his 50th career start in that offensive line for the Golden Eagles. That's amazing in this day and times. A guy can make 50 consecutive starts like he has.
Yeah, he's steady Eddie. You know, he's played all the positions on the O-line. He's a big, good anchor right there at the center position. and you know, he's learning it. He's getting more accustomed to playing center and making the calls. And we're a young team. We're a team that's improving every week. We were better this week than last week. I think you'll see some more improvements offensively with all these young kids this week.
All right, here's a question from Randy here in the restaurant. What type of offense does Troy run, and what problems does it present for the Southern Miss defense this week weekend?
Yeah, so Troy is your typical air raid offense. Their head coach runs the offense. He comes from the air raid tree, you know, from a Tony Franklin-based system. So they're going to be spread. They're going to play extremely fast, especially early on. They've gotten some teams early on with tempo. So we've got to be ready to adjust to that speed of how fast they snap the ball early. As the game goes on, you usually settle in with that. But that'll be something to watch early on. If we can get some stops early, it really bodes well for us. If we don't, we've got to settle in and get keyed on it. But they're a spread air raid style offense that uses mostly zone schemes in their run game, and looks to throw it horizontally, quickly on the perimeter. For all the Mississippi people in here, it's a scheme very similar to what Mississippi State does.
All right, good question, and keep them coming. We've got a lot of good questions tonight. Going to take our first break of the evening here at Walk-Ons. Glad to have such a great group of Golden Eagle fans here with us tonight. Back in a moment. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
There is something for everyone at Canebrake Country Club in Hattiesburg. Canebrake offers an 18-hole private golf course, a 24-hour fitness facility, a junior Olympic-sized swimming pool, and year-round social and dining events sure to please every member of the family, including the new Canebrake restaurant and bar overlooking the 18th green. For more information on membership or hosting your next big event, visit canebrakecountryclub.com or call 601-271-20.
This is Golden Eagle Hotline, live at Walk-Ons. Let's rejoin John Cox.
And back here at the Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg, the Golden Eagle Hotline with Coach Will Hall. Glad to have such a great group of Golden Eagle fans with us here in the restaurant tonight. We're here every Thursday night from 6 to 7 o'clock talking what we love to talk about, and that's Golden Eagle football. Hey, speaking of stars and celebrities, we've got several here, but one of them I want you to meet if you haven't met him already, one of the all-time winningest high school football coaches in the state of Mississippi, and a guy who knows probably more football than all of us have ever even thought about. And if you would, please welcome Bobby Hall. Bobby, say hey to everybody.
Yeah.
Bobby. And no, that's not Will's older brother. That's his daddy. But we're great to have him here with us. And you want to talk football with a guy, sit down and talk it with that guy. He's taught you a lot, hasn't he, over the years?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm very blessed for the way I grew up. I you know, loved it. And, you know, Dad and I are really close friends, and glad he could be here tonight.
You played for him in high school, right?
Yep.
What was that experience like?
Yeah, so at the time that I played for Dad, we were in the middle of a run at Amory High School that, 86-8 over a seven-year period, 86-8 over a seven-year period with three state titles. We won 37 in a row at one point, went 15-0 three times. So we had gone 15-0, 15-0, then 10-1 and got left out of the playoffs. Then my first year to start, as a junior at quarterback, we went 11-2, and you would have thought everything was wrong in the whole town off an 11-2 season. And so I was the coach's son and the quarterback, so it was a really, really hard year. Battled through it, and the next year we went 15-0 and won it all, led the state in scoring, so that was a whole lot of fun. And, you know, Dad was really hard on me, which was great because, you know, nobody ever thought that I was playing just because I was his son. But, man, it was I wouldn't trade anything. My senior year of high school was as fun of an experience as you could possibly have.
Now that he's out of football, he's kind of preparing for the senior PGA Tour, right?
He is. He's gotten pretty good. He plays a lot.
All right. Glad to have you with us, Bobby. Thanks for being here tonight. All right, here's a question from Randy Randy says, how about the new academic center, and how does that help you when you're recruiting prospective athletes for Southern Miss?
Yeah, it's just an unbelievable resource, number one, you know, for our kids. And Kylie Amato runs that for us and does an unbelievable job. Like I said before, our GPA in the spring semester and our first semester here was the highest in the history of this school since they've been keeping up with it for football. And, you know, one is a credit to our culture and our staff and the way we're building this thing. Another is a credit to Kylie and how she runs that. But the next thing is just having the facility and the resources to do it. If you haven't seen it, unbelievable space. They have individual meeting rooms where our young men can get one-on-one tutoring and shut the door in a private setting where there's no distractions. We also have the group settings where we can bring tutors in and go over study guides with them and do it in a group setting. So it's right there in the library, just an unbelievable resource, and we named it right too, right? We named it after Coach Bauer, which is what we should have done. And because Jeff Bauer, man, Jeff Bauer's Southern Miss. Wherever Jeff Bauer is tonight, he's bleeding black and gold and representing this university the way it's supposed to be represented. And I've got the utmost respect for him and just so glad we named it after him and so glad that we're representing, you know, this program in the right way by using it the right way.
At that ceremony the other day, it was to show you how much his former players respect what he did for them and what he did for this university. There had to be, on a Saturday morning, there had to be 20 to 25 of his former players, a lot who traveled a pretty good distance to be there just to honor the old coach for what he's done for them.
I believe it. I believe it. You know, that group of people, and Lee's right over here, can attest to it, Lee Roberts, all-time great quarterback. You know, I mean, those guys love Coach Bauer. They love their time here. They love playing here. They love playing here in that era. It's an extremely close group, and we're doing everything we can to welcome them back into our program, and we want them around, and we want to build a program where they feel welcome. We want to build a program that they're happy to be a part of and happy to come back to.
When you mentioned Lee Roberts, when you were a young kid, did you not look up to Lee Roberts and want to be like Lee one day?
I did. Like I said, we've told it a million times. You know, I was my first year to go to the Bowden Quarterback Receiver Academy. I was 12 years old, and Lee was there. And was I thought Lee was the best quarterback there that year. Now, there was a guy there that was just a junior in high school named Peyton Manning. He was a little taller, and he had a cooler last name, I guess. But, man, Lee was spinning that thing all over the yard.
Hey, here's a question from Robert Goss here in the restaurant. I'm not sure if this was a serious one or not, but he says, have you ever let your sister cut your hair, and how did it turn out, if so?
Yeah, so my sister is also from Amory, and she is a beautician in Tupelo, Mississippi now. I have let her cut my hair many times, and she does a great job. So if you're ever in Tupelo, she works at Sheer Genius, and she'll take care of you. She's a good old country girl. Me and her love each other. We're as different as you could be. I love Amory. I'm glad I'm from Amory. You couldn't pay me $1 million to move back home. I like being away. You couldn't pay. You could tell her right now, we'll give you $1 million to start a beauty shop away from Amory. She'd say, I kind of like it here, you know. So, like a lot of good Mississippi people, right? They don't want to leave home.
That's right. All right, here's one from Vance Fortenberry. Status of Trey Lowe, any chance he can play Saturday, and also the status of Swayze Bozeman.
Yeah, so Swayze, I'm going to start with Swayze. Swayze is getting better every day. Swayze went through some individual drills this week. We have great hope that Swayze will be back to start conference play for Rice coming up here in a few weeks, and if not, for UTEP the next week. Swayze is a first-class individual that impacts people in a positive way every day, a devout Christian young man that lives his life the way we all should live it. So he's getting better every day. Then with Trey, I'm not going to comment on Trey tonight just because this goes out, and I think it could give us an unfair schematic advantage with who we're playing this week. We're very hopeful for Trey. He was getting better in that game as he was playing, played a lot better than he played the week before. And he's a young man that also impacts people in a positive way and has got a bright future.
All right, we did see a little bit of Ty Keyes on Saturday, and really his first extended action for the Golden Eagles. Played pretty well for a young freshman.
He did. You know, Ty's a young man with a bright, bright future. We think Ty can be, you know, the next great quarterback here in a long line of great quarterbacks. He's done it his whole life. He's also a young man that grew up in extreme pressure. You know, his mother's one of the greatest basketball players to ever come out of Taylorsville. Athletic family. Everybody knows if you're a Keys, everybody in your family was a good athlete. So you got to live up to that from the moment you're born. His mother's a Sullivan. Well, everybody knows if you grow up in Taylorsville and you're a Sullivan, that you got to live up to that family name forever and ever. So he was a Keys and a Sullivan. All of his aunts and uncles and grandparents and kinfolk, all of them were good players, and they expected him to be. So he grew up in that environment. Ty has won his whole life. We were laughing the other day. He hadn't lost a game as a starting quarterback, I don't think, ever. You know what I mean? Since it was his ninth grade year. We asked him when they played Jackson Prep, his ninth or tenth grade year is the last time he lost one. Uh-huh. And he played really well. You know, he brought a lot of energy to us in the second half with his legs. He also made some really nice throws. He'd like to have one back in the red zone. It should have been a touchdown to Luke Baker. But the future's bright with Ty, and we're excited to have him.
All right, talking the Golden Eagle football, as we do every Thursday night here at Walk-Ons with Coach Will Hall. Eagles getting ready to take on the Troy Trojans on Saturday night at The Rock. Keep the questions coming. A lot of good ones tonight. We're here till the top of the hour talking Golden Eagle football, and we're back with more Golden Eagle football and the Golden Eagle Hotline in a moment. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
Hey, y'all. This is Michael Felder, co-host of College Sports Now. We're breaking down all the action from around the country every week with new episodes dropping 4 days a week during the football season. We'll look beyond the box score and keep our finger on the pulse of college football from September all the way through the national championship game in January. Listen all season long on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you love to get your favorite podcast. And be sure to follow along on Twitter at CSNowTweets.
Southern Miss Athletics. This is Golden Eagle Hotline. Now, back to John Cox.
And back here at Walk-Ons. Glad to have such a good and vocal crowd of Golden Eagle fans with us on kind of a rainy night here in Hattiesburg, although I see a little blue sky out there. Always a lot of blue sky. Well, you just got to look for it sometimes, right?
Don't be negative, John.
No,
man, it's a great night.
Great night, yeah. Especially if you're talking Golden Eagle football.
That's right.
Here's Layton. Layton Miller's got a question. Where's Layton at? Layton, yeah, back where we put him. Always back in the corner over there is where we like to keep Layton. Layton says, yesterday was your 80th birthday, Layton. So he says, would you win the game Saturday just for me?
We're gonna try to do that, Layton, especially since you're a good old Prentice County boy. We're going to try to do that for you. You know what I mean? Up there in the hill country. Anybody that transplants from the hill country down to here, man, we'll do that for them.
All right, here's a question from Tommy here in the restaurant. And how many freshmen are likely to play during the course of the year?
Oh, wow. A lot. This first signing class we had was great. You know, Dejon Richard's a freshman at running back. You've already seen Chandler Pittman's playing a lot in the kicking game. His role is going to expand offensively. You'll see him some at super back and even more this week. Richard Mays has played at receiver from Ridgeland. Jeremiah Robinson's played at receiver in the kicking game out of Petal. Brendan Toles, a young corner from Lafayette County that's got a great chance to be a great player that's played a lot for us. Oh, man. Oh, God. Ty Keys is another one. Let me keep going through my Rolodex.
Did you mention Chandler Pittman?
Chandler Pittman, I mentioned him. Josh Ratcliffe on the D-line is playing a lot of minutes for us out of Louisiana. So that's some right there. I mean, and, you know – we're going to play the best players. We don't really ask them how old they are. We just watch the practice tape, and the ones that are the best are going to play because that's the most surefire way to win a game is to play the best players.
All right, here's another question from – I think it's another one from Dennis here. You can tell the coach in Dennis now. He was a basketball coach for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Dennis wants to know, some coaches love the bubble screen. Sean Payton loves all kinds of screens. He says, I don't remember you using them a lot. Do you like them, and are they hard to teach?
No, not hard to teach. Second play of the game, we threw a bubble screen out there to Brownlee and didn't block it very well and got tackled. And then the first big third down of the game that we hit Dejon Richard on, we hit him on a screen. swing screen, crack screen, and Khalik Washington got out on that one and got the corner and got a big 16-yard gain to convert the first third down of the game on our drive that we scored. So that was two we ran in the game. We felt like we should have thrown three more bubble screens in the game. Looking at the box count, we should have whipped it out there three more times besides that. But we do the true traditional screens. Like I said, we converted a third down on one and probably should have thrown a few more bubble screens out there. So hopefully we do a little better job of that this week.
Okay, good question. Dennis, where's Hilda? Hilda's got a question. Where's Hilda? Hilda's back over there by the window. Hilda wants to know, how did you like the atmosphere at the Eagle Walk?
Well, first off, Hilda, I really enjoyed that cake you sent us this week. That was awesome. All right, had an eagle on it, had AIE on it. It was beautiful, and we crushed it.
I saw the plate leaving empty earlier today.
Yeah, Coach Darvo attacked it with great urgency, our O-line coach. And Coach Kreiner, our outside linebacker coach, really, really came after it like a blitz. What was the next part of the question? How much did I like the Eagle Walk?
How did you like the Eagle Walk?
I was, like I said, man, our staff was just dumbfounded by the Eagle Walk, really, because, I mean, we got some guys that have been all over the country at the FCS level and at the Group of Five level. We've never seen anything like it. We've got coaches, you know, that have coached at places like Alabama and Georgia and places like that, and I'll tell you, that Eagle Walk experience last week was second to none. So, you know, we're trying to build this program back to be in the top Group of Five program in America, and the game day atmosphere with recruiting is an integral part of that. So I want to challenge everybody, let's do it again this week. We're going to have some big-time recruits on campus. Let's do it again this week. Let's make the Rock fun. Like I said, our opening week of doing this, you know, you don't sit around on Friday night when you're young and say, you know what, I'm going to find out if the party's good before I go to it. No, you go to the party and you make the party fun when you get there. And so let's get to the Rock. Let's make it fun like we did last week. And let's keep building this thing together.
Here's a question, Roger Cameron. Roger noticed that Darius Mayberry went out of the ball game on Saturday. Do we have any status on Darius for this week?
Yeah, Darius is out for the year. Darius has already had surgery, and it went really well. He's upbeat and in good spirits. Darius is a young man that's put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into being a Golden Eagle. He's an older guy and that's already had one knee surgery in his past, and now this is his second. Darius is a young man that from Clinton that played for Judd Boswell, great high school coach there and a great program. Darius won a state title in high school. And, you know, so we feel and hurt for him, and he won't be back this year.
All right. Tough loss for the Golden Eagles. Thank you, Roger. Good question there. All right, let's take another break. We are about halfway through tonight talking Golden Eagle football with Coach Will Hall. Eagles get ready to take on the Troy Trojans on Saturday night at the Rock. More to come. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
Southern Miss fans, for more unique Golden Eagles content, subscribe to the official USM podcast, Inside Southern Miss Athletics. Hosted by the voice of the Golden Eagles, John Cox, hear from a variety of different guests and their stories as John dives deep on their connection to the university through athletics and the community. You can also find archived coaches' shows. Search Inside Southern Miss Athletics on the Varsity Podcast Network. It's also on Apple, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Welcome back to Golden Eagle Hotline. Here again is John Cox.
And we are indeed back on the Golden Eagle Hotline, our weekly visit with the head coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Will Hall, here every Thursday night from 6 to 7. So if you didn't come out tonight, come out next week. Let's pack this place. Got a great crowd of Golden Eagle fans who came rolling in early today. So a great crowd here, but we want more. Room for more of you to come out and sit around. We visit on Thursday night with Will and talk a little Golden Eagle football. Can't always promise you that stars like Bobby Hall will be here, but Will will be here every Thursday night. Here's one from Robert Goss again. He wants you to talk, and hopefully you don't have to worry about this weekend, but talk about wet football protection and what are you doing to plan for quote-unquote rain.
Yeah, so we talked extensively about it in a staff meeting the other day with our head of equipment, Ryan Robertson, who's doing a great job, and he's got an extensive plan They don't limit you on the amount of balls you can check in anymore for a game, so we'll check in a ton of them. The best thing you can do for a wet ball is to recruit quarterbacks with big hands. And that's just being the honest-to-God truth. It's probably the most underrated attribute for a quarterback in the world. Everybody talks about height, but it's really about hand size. And a kid with small hands has a hard time playing quarterback, and he has a really hard time playing quarterback if it's wet conditions. Our two that'll probably play most extensively in this game have got humongous hands. So I don't think it'll be an issue. I think we'll be fine this week. Man, we're a program that's built on grit and grind, right? So the grimier, the better. If it wants to rain, bring it on, man. We'll play in it and we'll roll.
Here's another one from Grover. Grover, you may not know this. Grover at one time drove one of the buses for the Golden Eagle football team.
Love it. Appreciate you.
Yeah. And never got them lost except maybe one time, right, Grover? Just by New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
Well, heck of a place to get lost.
Yeah, we've all gotten lost in New Orleans once or twice. Grover wants to know if you would just talk about some of the young quarterbacks. Ty Key's one of those, but who are some guys that maybe we won't see this year, but maybe we'll see in the future?
Yeah, so, we came into a situation here where we're a little depleted at quarterback. We were able to bring in two in our first recruiting class with Ty Keys and T. Webb. We only had one quarterback on scholarship when we got here, so we've only got three scholarship quarterbacks. We signed two, thank goodness, when we got here. We've got a young man committed right now that we think is the best quarterback in the state of Mississippi. He's had an unbelievable offseason. I can't say his name, but he'll be enrolling in January, so we'll have him here then as well. But they're coming along. They're getting better, right? You saw Ty play this past week. You could also see Chandler Pittman. You know, Chandler Pittman was the 3A player of the year in the state of Mississippi. Chandler's played a lot of roles for us, slot receiver and running back as a true freshman. But he was a quarterback throughout high school, won a 3A state title at McGee for one of the top high school coaches in the state, and Teddy Dice, who's now at Ridgeland doing a good job building that program there. So that's kind of where we're at. We're a little depleted in numbers right there, but we're making the most of what we got.
Right, here's a good question. This is from Hank Hill. Where's Hank at? Where's Hank?
Hank Hill.
Hank Hill. Nobody wants to claim to be.
I think that's off the show King of the Hill, yeah. Hank Hill.
But it's good. Power 5 money is great, but what are we doing to schedule more non-conference regional home-and-home games?
Oh, I got no idea. That's above my pay grade. And but we're playing South Owl and Troy this year, and then we played Alabama and Grambling. So, you know, we're going to have to play a money game every year, I believe. And we're playing Alabama this year, and then with our other three, we're playing Troy and South Owl and Grambling. So I think that's pretty good. Over the next few years, I know we're playing Mississippi State. We're playing Tulane. We're playing Troy again over the next few years. So I feel like those are good regional games that have already been scheduled. I think we're booked over the next few years already. And so it should be some really good games as far as regional matchup. Coming up for our fans.
All right, here's another one from Robert. Is this Robert? Robert Goss, I think, again. Robert's got another question. Could you all, meaning the team and the coaches, could you hear the Thunder Sticks this past week, and do you want those at every ball game?
Man, Robert, I'm for whatever the people want. You know what I mean? I'm a man of the people. So whatever whatever we want to get in the stadium and roll, I'm good with. Could I hear them? No. But, man, I'm in a zone. I probably wouldn't know if you blew up the Siana Business Center next door. I wouldn't even know it. You know what I mean? I'm thinking about down and distance, how much time's left, what's worked, what hadn't, what the other team's playing, and how can we get this thing going. So I'm in a zone that's tough to crack. But I can say that you could feel the atmosphere taking the field. You could see it around us, specifically with our students. And, man, I want to get that going again. You know what I mean? We got to get it going on third down. We're going to play some music on third down this week when our defense, we let our kids pick a little jingle that they like for third down. We got to get third down rocking when we're on D because we're bringing the Nasty Bunch back like we promised we would. And third down's got to be a deal where we got to stop them and get off the field. So we really need our crowd on third down.
All right, good question there. Hey, you study football and you study teams. What has anything surprised you about Southern Miss football or Southern Miss or the fans, anything that's kind of surprised you or took you by surprise when you got the job?
I knew from the history here how much great passion and support we had as a program here, how much the people cared. I've been very pleasantly surprised at how we've been able to engage so many people so quickly. Now, we busted our butt to do it, right? We've spent 9 months going around all over the state, all over the surrounding areas, meeting people, begging them to get back on board with us through the building process of this. But just been really encouraged by how many people are jumping on board early on. Specifically last week with our first home game, coming off a humiliation in game one. It was all my fault. But, we got to do it again. We got to do it again this week because this is a huge game. Talking about regional rivalries with Troy, who's a proud program, and we need it, man. We're a program right now that needs everybody on board pulling this rope together to get it back.
All right. Here's a question from the Roberts clan. They're over there by the window today. Lee, Tracy Roberts, and the rest of the Roberts clan. It was 23 years ago today that Brennan Roberts was born, came into this world.
That's right.
While Mom was doing all the work over at Forest General Hospital, Dad was trying to get ready to play football against Texas A&M at The Rock in about 4 days after Brennan was born. So Mom was doing all the hard work. Dad was just over there, watching film, getting ready to play the Aggies at Texas A&M.
Well, first off, happy birthday, all right? And second off, your dad's a real football guy, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? He's a football guy, man. And, I got great respect for Lee and his family. Like I said, I've enjoyed getting to know him more since we got here. And I hope you have a great birthday, man. Really do. And let's get a win for him, too, this weekend.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, am I right now, Lee, your daddy and Tracy's daddy used to do the games together, right, on the radio down there in Pace, Florida, right? Yeah. So it was in Lee's blood. Lee had a little broadcasting in his blood. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. Got a lot of more questions, a lot of good questions to go here on the show tonight. Talking Golden Eagle football as we do every Thursday night with Coach Will Hall. Back with more of the Golden Eagle Hotline right after this. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
Hey, college football fans, I'm Mike Golick.
And I'm Kate Scott. This fall, we are bringing you a fresh new way to hear college football play-by-play. Golick and I teaming up for college football Saturday night, powered by Learfield.
It's a bold new way to listen to college football. Smart, fun, refreshing, food, I added that. A unique radio play-by-play experience, and I'm so looking forward to broadcasting live alongside Kate this fall.
College football Saturday night, powered by Learfield. Hope you'll join us.
This is Golden Eagle Hotline, live at Walk-Ons. Let's rejoin John Cox.
And we are back on the Golden Eagle Hotline here every Thursday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Can't always promise you that Bobby Hall will be here, but Will Hall will be here to answer your questions about Golden Eagle football. So, again, thanks to all the folks who came out tonight. Look forward to seeing you not only at The Rock on Saturday night, but back here at Walk-Ons next Thursday. Here's a question from Ben Jones, and Ben is over there with the Roberts clan.
Yep.
He wants to know, like all great leaders, are you quick to praise others and accept blame? Who or what would you most attribute that to?
Well, am I quick to accept blame? Yes. Anybody that saw any of my interviews after that humiliation of a game one knows that. So, as far as giving credit, man, I've got no problem doing that. I mean, we've got an unbelievable staff, starting, defensively with Austin Armstrong, who's doing an unbelievable job. And as so many of you in here know, that was probably the most highly criticized hire that I made because he's so young. And I was just adamant about it, knew what a rising star he is, what a great person he is. And, so I feel really good about our staff, feel really good about where we're headed. I think Greg Meyer's done an unbelievable job with our special teams. Our coverage units have been outstanding through two games. Our kickers have really stepped their game up. Mason Hunt and Briggs Bourgeois and the rest of our staff. You know, like I said, Coach Darvo to rush for 290 yards last week on a group that's not given up that in a long, long time, was really committed to take the run away, has been good. And Desmond Lindsay, unbelievable recruiter, and so on and so forth. You can name so many of our staff members. Chad Williams has got those corners playing at a high level. Where'd I learn that from? Probably my dad. You know, first off, you know, Dad was always a guy that hired a great staff. He let them work. I was able to watch that growing up. He was a guy that always said, you know, you got to have a plan for everything. And if something goes wrong, ultimately it's your responsibility, and you should never pass the buck on to somebody else. That's not what a real man does, right? A real man accepts blame when things go wrong. And, you know, I certainly am to blame for game one. And we've improved since then, and we got to keep improving, right? We said no matter what, we're not going to be a finished product at this point, and we're not. We've got a lot of young guys. We pointed out a lot of freshmen earlier that are getting a lot of playing time. That's not an excuse. We're recruiting like madmen right now. We've got one of the top group of five recruiting classes in the country. There's going to come a day where you don't want to play Southern Miss anymore. And we're getting there day by day. And I'm proud of the culture we've instilled. Once again, I thought our kids acted like first-class individuals on the sideline. I thought they were looking for solutions, not acting like babies and throwing their helmet and doing things like that. So we've got a close-knit group that continues to get better, and hopefully we can continue to do that.
All right. We've got we got some goodies, too. If you're here tonight, I want you to take – we've got some Southern Miss cups back there. And those are – those posters? I can't see. Are those posters?
Oh, yeah, posters.
So we
you're
got
on
some,
them, John.
Some posters back there and some – is that a poster of you? Are you on
no,
that poster?
You.
No, not me. No. No. How about me and you? We could be on a poster,
we ought to
right?
We do that.
Right?
That's a great poster.
We could have
Bo
standing in front of us, maybe,
yeah.
Something like that.
It'd be the first time I've ever been on a poster with a legend.
No, Bo, you mean, right?
No, definitely.
Okay.
No, you.
All right. Hey, let's take another break. We got a little more time to go. I need to get another break in here. Having a lot of fun, as we always do here on a Thursday night at Walk-Ons, talking Golden Eagle football. Back in a moment, the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Highlighting Southern Miss Athletics, this is Golden Eagle Hotline. Now, back to John Cox.
And we are back here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg, the Golden Eagle Hotline, as we head down the home stretch here on the Golden Eagle Hotline with Coach Will Hall. And Will and I were kind of chatting it during the break about some of the guys who are really playing well. And I was telling you, a couple of them, I speak to several of them during the week. We do some stuff for our pregame radio show. And one guy that I spoke to this week that's going to be on with us this weekend is Josh Carr, the transfer from southeastern Louisiana. I don't know if I've ever been around. He is so excited about being a part of the Nasty Bunch. In fact, he told me, he said, I've never been involved in anything like the Nasty Bunch. He said, this is a lot of fun. But
yeah,
he plays like that, too. He plays a lot of fire, a lot of fun, like he loves the game of football.
Oh, he does, man. Josh Carr is just an old school football player. He loves to play the game. He loves special teams. He loves defense. He smiles. You can coach him and coach him hard. He wants to get better every day. Josh showed up 2 days before we reported to fall camp and has gained 11 pounds. Now, think about that. He's gained 11 pounds with Coach Ancar while going through training camp and now 2 weeks into the season. So we haven't seen the best of Josh Carr. You let Ancar get a hold of him from January through August of next year, there's no telling what he's liable to become. I think he's got a chance to be another great player in a long line of great players that have played on defense here. And he's playing at a high level, man. He really is. And he's a great human being. Like, he's just a – he's a positive impactor of people.
And he's been away from the game. He didn't play that spring season, I guess, last year for Southeastern. So he's been away for the game a little bit. But, boy, he's got a love for it and getting better and better every time he goes out there.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Who are some other guys on the defensive side that have kind of stood out to you?
Well, Malik Shorts has played lights out through two weeks. And Malik is a guy that's really embraced this culture. He's a guy that's a lot like me. You know, he really, 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 really hates losing. He grew up in Bassfield, played for Lance Mancuso, who's one of the top high school football coaches.
Where they never lost over there.
Yeah. So Malik won state titles, and Malik loves this culture, and he is playing at an unbelievable level at safety. Ray Mitchell at corner is playing at an extremely high level through two games. Has only been targeted a few times and because of how he's playing. And then Jay Stanley at the other safety position. If you want to have fun on third down when we're on defense, be really loud so we stop them. And when we stop them, watch Jay Stanley. I mean, it's like an all-out, out-of-body experience because that's how we train these guys, right? If you get off the field on third down, we win games, but also you get to go take a rest. And, man, he's unbelievable. He played at Brandon for Tyler Peterson in high school, and we're excited to have Jay. You know, when you go over to offense, you want me to do that right now?
Sure.
Yeah, Khalik Washington at right tackle, playing an unbelievable level. You know, like we was talking with Dennis earlier on the first third down we converted on that screen, just got out there and just obliterated a corner. Has got a chance to continue playing football. We've had a ton of NFL scouts come through, and Khalik is really catching their eye. Arvin Fletcher at center, a young man that hasn't got as much notoriety as he should because we haven't gotten him the ball enough because, you know, we've struggled throwing the ball, and that's something that's got to be corrected. But Grayson Gunner had a big catch on a little line screen on the first play of the game last week for 16 yards, but man, he graded out 98%. He is destroying people in the box at the tight end position.
And played for your dad,
played
right?
For my dad in his younger career, and then dad had moved on from there, and then he finished up with other people. But Grayson, man, great young man from a great family. Grayson's Grayson's grandfather, great grandfather, was the great athletic director here, Roland Dale.
Yeah.
That's Grayson's great grandfather. And so he's playing an extremely high level as well. And of course, Frank Gore. Yeah, I mean, if you can't tell Frank Gore's playing well, you're not been watching us very close.
All right, we're going to take our final break, come back, and spend a final few minutes with Will tonight here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg, the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
There is something for everyone at Canebrake Country Club in Hattiesburg. Canebrake offers an 18-hole private golf course, a 24-hour fitness facility, a junior Olympic-sized swimming pool, and year-round social and dining events sure to please every member of the family, including the new Canebrake restaurant and bar overlooking the 18th green. For more information on membership or hosting your next big event, visit canebrakecountryclub.com or call 601-271-20.
And we're back here on the Golden Eagle Hotline, our final few minutes tonight with head coach Will Hall. Thanks, everybody, for showing up and being here tonight. But next week, grab somebody, bring somebody with you. Let's really get a lot more people in here. A lot of fun. We always have fun on Thursday night sitting around talking some Golden Eagle football with Coach Will Hall. All right, Will, a few minutes to go tonight. Troy comes in here. Give us kind of a quick scouting report again on Troy and what are some of the keys for the Golden Eagles that are going to be in position to beat Troy this weekend.
Yeah, so Troy offensively, like we said, is air raid. They play with extreme, really, 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 really fast tempo offensively. So you're going to notice that early, how fast they get lined up and snap it. Their quarterback's a pocket passer. He can move around a little bit. Really good football player. Can throw it around. We've got to affect the quarterback defensively. We've got to tackle. And we're going to have to win some one-on-ones on the perimeter. You know what I'm saying? We got to continue to stop the run like we've been doing. But we've got to affect the quarterback. We got to affect the quarterback. And we got to be loud when they're on offense and help the nasty bunch out. When we're on offense, you know, they've been really, really good on defense. You know, through their first two games and even into last year, they held Liberty last week to only 21 points. And, you know, Liberty's a team that's won a ton of games over the last 2 years. I think won 11 games last year and has got a Heisman Trophy candidate at quarterback. And they held them to 21 points this past week, so it's going to be an extreme challenge for our offense. They got a really good defensive line. Troy does. And so we've got to find ways to run the football. We've got to continue to improve in our passing game. We were better this week than week one, you know, but a step up from terrible, still bad, right? So, you know, we got to be better this week than last week, and we think we've made some strides to do that. We've got to hold on to the football. Turnovers will be huge in this game. and like it always is, but especially with two evenly matched teams. And in the kicking game, we got to do what we've been doing. You know, we've got to cover well, we got to kick well, and do our job right there, and hopefully can be a great night to be an Eagle.
Speaking of the kicking game, we've got a little bit of time left. One of the unsung heroes so far on this team is Mason Hunt, the young man out of Stone County and Mississippi Gulf Coast, a guy who last year punted maybe a dozen times or so, but, man, he has really kicked it well to start the year.
No doubt. Mason is just unbelievable. Wiggins, Mississippi, played at Stone High School for Coach Feaster, who's done a great job down there. Coach Feaster was a great player himself. When he was a player as an O-lineman, runs a really first-class operation at Stone. And Mason, man, is just playing an extreme high level right now. He is booming it. And our gunners, Cam Harrell and Antavius Willis out of Velma Jackson, who played for the great Bernard Ewell, greatest player in Forest Hill history, are doing a great job too.
So, big crowd, big win. That's all part
Bernard
of the –
Bernard Ewell's the greatest player in Jim Hill history, okay. Not Forest Hill history.
All right. Sorry. Hey, so, big game this week. Need a big crowd there, don't we? Need to make that atmosphere even greater than it was last Saturday.
Yes, we've got to have it, guys. We got to have it. Like I said, we've done a great job with marketing this week, trying to let people understand how big this is. But if you truly love us, if you truly want to see us build it back, if you truly want us to be – the best group of five program again in America, then come to the Rock. Everybody asks me all the time I've been here, what can we do to help you? Get your butt in the Rock and bring people with you and be loud, especially when we're on defense. We need you there. It really matters. We're a place that is just big enough where if everybody's pulling together, then we can get this thing done. We need you.
See you Saturday. Good night, everybody, here on the Golden Eagle Hotline.
On the Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield, you've been listening to Golden Eagle Hotline, live from Walk-Ons. Tonight's show was brought to you by Walk-Ons Sports Bistro. Win everyone, everywhere, every way, every day. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Southern Miss Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.